Chayit and his libos. We have a limited time in this world. Unfortunately, in the past month and a half, quite a few families have lost their parents over here in the 30s or 40s. So if you're over 30 years old, you should thank Hashem. And also take advantage. You don't know how much is left. Chofetz Chaim has a lot on Loshon Hara in this parsha because that's what it was a lot about. Loshon Hara between the brothers, which eventually caused Yosef to have to be sold to Mitzrayim. He said the second half of the parsha of all the trials and tribulations that Yehuda went through, he said that's telling us to understand that person has to be careful what he says. Yehuda Lamaisa was the one who was responsible for having him sold to Mitzrayim, and those words caused him to get Mida Kineg and Mida, all different types of hard things and disyonis. He caused his father to think that Yosef was killed. He lost his son, and he himself lost two of his sons. And he caused his father to be misabel for a long time, Yomim Rabin, for Yosef. It says, Vayimosa, Vayilbo, Yomim, the same terminology. It's a period of time, his wife was Nifta. And then afterwards also, that they used the blood of the Gedi Izin to convince his father that Yosef was dead, and afterwards he got the Bezeinus with the mice of Tama, that she showed him the Psilin, which is made wool from wool of, I guess, goats also, similar animal. So the bottom line is, Hashem gave us a very powerful tool. The most powerful tool we have is our mouth, Koy Hadibur. Use it properly, then whether it's a diburim of chasodim, a diburim of Torah, it says on both of them. Chas v'shalom, if not careful, it also is very powerful and it's damaging. Like a nuclear reactor. If you use it properly, it could give energy to the whole city. If you use it properly, it could destroy the whole city. You say, if you use it properly.